Okay, we're on Vav Amud Aleph at the bottom. Moshe's Bishlam Ravir Rishon Elishol. There are three stages to the early rains. So the Gemara says that the first one, that's when you start asking for rain. So we have to know when the early rains are, the early of the early ones. Shlishis Lisanos, and when the third one passes by and there's no rain, then you start fasting. Shni Alamai, what do you have to know when the second one is? Reb Zeira L'Nedarim, that it's for the halachas in the Dorim, it's non. Hanoder Ad Hakshon, first made a neder, he's not going to do something, we're going to do something till the Geshomim. So Mishayer the Geshomim, right, from the time, or he made a neder that from the time of the Geshomim I'm going to start doing this, or stop doing it when the Geshomim come. Ad Sheterid Raviyah Shniyah. So Geshomim is called the second of the three times. There's a shaila whether that means when it rains for the second time, that's when it starts to take effect or finishes taking effect, or when that time comes, whether it rained or didn't rain. It's machlokas. Okay, but in any case, but we make the calculation when a person made a nether, ad hageshomim, from the second times of rain. Rav Zvid Omer Zaysin, another nafkamina, why you have to know when the second times of rain are, for Zaysin, this man, me'imos haikoladim utarim beleket shikhul peya. Right, person has to leave leket shikha and peya from his tvua for the aniyim. But the Gemara says, the Torah says that you leave it for aniyim. Right, la'oni v'lager tazel osa, but not lat leifin. You don't leave it for animals. If no aniyim are going to come and get it, then anybody can take it. So when is a time when we know aniyim are not going to come take it? As Manas says, one of the reasons most of the places don't leave leket shikha and peya in the fields, because it's not worth it for aniyim to come and get it the way the economy is today, and it would just rot and go for birds and animals, and therefore it's not, you're not mechuyev to leave it. So when then did aniyim give up on it, and therefore it's okay for everybody, even ashirim? Mishayelchu hanimoshos, right, when the nimoshos go through the field, and we're going to discuss what it is. The peret of ha'olos mishayelchu aniyim bekerem v'yavo. And peret and olos, which have to do with grapes, from the time the aniyim go into the kerem, come back. And if they've gone through it twice, then they give up on anything else. They assume there's nothing else there to take. The zaysin mishaterid revieshniyah. And by zaysin, they're on the trees longer, and it's cold. From the time that the second rains come, it's too cold for the aniyim to go and get it. They don't bother with it. My nemushos, what are nemushos? So Rav Yochanan, sabi da azli atigre. The people, the aniyim, who walk with canes. Whereas when they go through, then all the other aniyim are mayayish, because they know that if they didn't get it, there's nothing there. Reshlakish omer lekute basa lekute. It's the gatherers after the gatherers. People come with their children, they gather, then the children gather, whatever they didn't get, there's nothing worth taking after that. And therefore the aniyim don't bother with it, and anybody can take it. Let's see Rashi to here. Hanodur adak shomim. The omar konim im enemy dover ze adak shomim. Person made a nether, I'm not going to have hanoah from this till the geshomim come. So achetere revieshniyah. Ben adorim hokanach losher ben adam. By adorim we go after how people speak. The ain korin geshomim rishon achetere shniyah. People don't consider rain the first early rains, but the second rain already, for them, that's called Yimos HaGeshomim. Shemikan ve'elach mekukolos hadrachim u'me'usos v'nei HaGeshomim. That's where already you can see that it's the rainy season. Lashon Acher, ad HaGeshomim ma'ash metrei. Hainun revir shniya. The reason that you have to wait till the second one, because the person said ad HaGeshomim. Now, Kamini would be if the person made the nether and he said ad HaGeshem. So according to the first reason, still he means the second rains. But according to the second reason, there would be the first rains. Call all them afilo ashirim. When is everybody allowed to take leket shikha and peya, even ashirim, when no aniyim are interested in anymore? Peret lo sefer acharecha lo sitel tefarto mimenu. Mishiyelcho animoshos v'sode. Mikan ve'elech nisiyashu shar aniyim v'fishiyodim im nishar leket shikha peya nemushos natlum. Right? The other aniyim are meyayish because they know that if something was there, these people who went slowly would have gotten it. Nemushos loshim amashi, somebody who goes and touches everything little by little. Mishiel Chanim Bekerim Vyavo, Kolomer Shalokdu Vechazru, Ubo Pamshnia. They went and gathered, and they came back again and gathered what they didn't gather the first time. Vahashta Masri Daitayu Anim. And therefore, the Anim field, there's probably nothing left. Mishiterid Riyavishnia, by Zaysin. As soon as the second rains come, you know that the Anim aren't going to come back. By that, they got everything, and they don't come back because it's too cold. The Azlei Atigra, Hochin Benachas, Uma'ayne Tvei, Marzik Bepelech Metargamim Atigra. They walk with a cane, and therefore they look at the ground, and they see everything. Lekutei Basa Lekutei, Ani Molich Beno Achrov, Shemikan Ve'el, Poskin Sharni Milukot. Lekutei Basa Lekutei is the people who bring their children with them, and they collect whatever's on the ground, and then they get their children to do it. By that time, other Aniyim feel there's probably nothing left. The Papa Omar Kidei Lahalach Bishvilei HaRishus. This Revi'ah Shniyah is a symbol when you're not allowed to walk anymore in paths that go through people's fields. The Omar Mar Mahalchin Kolodim Bishvilei HaRishus Hachetei Revi'ah Shniyah. Everyone's allowed to walk through the paths that go through people's fields in the summer up until the second rains. Because once the second rains come and things start to grow, it's damaging to the crops and you can't walk through people's fields. Till then, it doesn't bother anybody, and you're allowed to walk through the fields. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omer, Levayer Perish Shvius. Revi'ah Shniyah is a sign when you have to make biur on Perish Shvius. This man, Admosai Nehenin Vesort and Betevin Vakasha Shvius, Achetered Revi'ah Shniyah. Till when are you allowed in the house to have Hanoah and use as fuel Tevin and Kash? Tevin is what is, what you take with the grain, and kash what's left in the ground afterwards. Cut off the grain, part of the stalk comes with the grain, and part of the stalk stays in the ground. One's tevin, one's kash. Achetered Revi'ah Shniyah. By Revi'ah Shniyah, at that point, you're not allowed to have hanoah, it's zman habiyur. Tosa says, it depends what kind of tevin and kash. If it's svichim, so Rabbi Akiva holds that Svichim is also min HaTorah. So it can't be that Svichim are mutter, they're also min HaTorah, not mid Rabbanan like we hold, that Svichim is only a Gzeira the Rabbanan. But he holds that Svichim are also, anything that grows by itself in Shvius is also unless it's from the tree. So according to Rabbi Akiva, it has to be talking over here about trees, fruit of the tree. And according to the Chachamim, that Svichim are only also mid the Rabbanan, the Pasuk's talking about Svichim of grain or whatever, that grew during Shvius, that are Kedusha Shvius, and now it came Shas Habir by the Revi'ah Shniyah for Tevin and Kash. My timer, right, why is that the Zman Habir? Dechsiv uvahemtecho v'lachaya asher b'yartzecho. Kol zman shehachaya ochel es besoda ha'achel uvahemtecho b'abayis. Right, as long as there is tvua, or whatever the fruit is in the field, that a wild animal eats, you can feed your animal or eat it yourself in the house. Kala l'chaim nasada, if it's no longer in the field, kalei l'vehemtecho min habayis, and you can't eat in the house anymore, you have to make beer. So over here, by the Revi'ah Shniyah, the tevin and kash gets completely ruined, and it's not any more available to the chayim nasada, and therefore you have to do beer on it in the house. Rashi. Rapapa Amr Shvili Harishus, Kolomer Shiesh Rishus mi Beizdin, La Obrei Drachim, La Katsar Shvili and Leilach Besavas. Beizdin gave Rishus for people in the summer to walk through other people's fields, because it doesn't hurt anybody. Achetered Revi'ah Shniyah, Shemikan Ve'elah Godla HaTvua. At that point, by the second rains, the Tvua starts to grow. The Kashal Adishas Aregal, and it's damaging if people walk on it. The Omer Mar V'Perik Meruba, B'tznaim Shiesh Ne'oshua Mehalchin V'Shvili Rishus. One of the tnaim that Yoshua made when he gave out Eretz Yisrael is that people should let other people walk through their fields in the summer. B'tevin v'kashal shvius, svichim shegodlo b'shvius, things that grew by themselves during shvius, d'yesh b'en iser shvius, and they have kedusha shvius, o tvua shegodlo b'shvius, lachar shenichnasa. Right, this is all the things that grew by themselves during Shemitah. Kala l'chayim in asa, the loshen zocher, k'mo asu kala, k'lomar kala ha'olcha, when the food is finished, Kalei levehemtecha, kmo kalei bechema kalei veinemu. Umishiyor de Revi'ah Shniyah mikan veelach ein tevin vekash besados shaksham moshen also zevel. By the Revi'ah Shniyah, the tevin and kash becomes destroyed or made into zevel because of the rains. Okay. Om Rav Avol, my Lashon Revia. Okay, so now we discuss that there are three times for the Revia Rishona. Revia Rishona, Shni and Shlishis. What is Revia? Dover Shiroveya is a karka. Something that is if it copulates with the ground. Kin Rav Yehuda, Dom Rav Yehuda, Mitra Baila Da'ara. Rain is like the husband of the earth. Right, it makes it, what's it called, makes it grow, just like a man makes a woman pregnant. Sh'ne'emar, ki kasher yerid hageshem v'asheleg min ha-shamayim v'shama lo yashuv, ki im hir v'es ha'aretz v'holida v'itzmicha. It's compared to a leda. The rain makes the ground fertile. V'omer ha-bavo, revia rishona k'dei sh'terid b'karka tepach. The first revia is only called a rain if it goes in a tefach into the ground. Shniya, the second one's only called the second rain, because it makes mud enough that you can make a stopper for a barrel from the mud without adding any water. And according to the opinion we said before, that ad sheterid revia shniya means when the rain actually comes, if it doesn't come with these conditions, it's not called the second rain, and the neder didn't start, or the neder doesn't end. According to the opinion that said that Revia Shnia, Legabe Nedarim, is only Legabe the time, but not the actual rain, then this has nothing to do with that. What it has to do with is you start fasting. If you don't fast if you had three rains already, or even had the second rain. But if it wasn't a rain that had these conditions, it's not considered like it rained, and you start fasting anyway. Om Rav Chista, Geshomim Shiyordu Kedei Loguf Bohem Tichavis, Ein Bohem Yishum Va'otzer. You have rain that rained enough to make mud that you could use as clay to seal a barrel, then that's not the kind of rain that could be the Klola Va'otzer Es HaShemayim V'lo Yiyem Latar. That's already considered rain, and you don't have that Klola. Rain that came before Zman Kriyashma, right? We'll see in one second when. Then that rain is a rain of bracha. That rain can't be a rain of klala. That's if it rained before Zman Kriyashma at night, rained late in the afternoon, then that's good rain. But before Zman Kriyashma, the morning, early morning rain, could be that it's a rain of a curse. Yesh v'em yishum v'otzer. Still could be a rain of a curse, and if it rains like that and doesn't rain any other time, you could start fasting. Dom Rav Yehuda bar Yitzchak, Hani anane detzafra lesbu meshasha. Clouds in the morning are irrelevant. They're not really good clouds, not really good rain. Dechsid mo'esel l'cho Ephraim, because the Navi Hoshea says, the cloud you saw, what should I do to you, Ephraim? Ma'esel l'cho Yehuda. The chazdechem ta'anan boker. Your chesed is like anani boker. It's worthless. It's like a morning cloud. So you see, morning clouds are not significant. Omer le'rakop al abaya. Ayvah ha'amri inshi. The miftach bodhi mitra. Barcham ramok sach ha'vegani. People say that if when you open up your gates in the morning, it's raining, then a person who, what's it called, is a salesman for tvua. Right, take your sack and sleep on it. Don't bother to go to work. Don't bother to do business, because since it rains in the morning, there's going to be a proliferation of grain, and the prices are going to go down, and it's not worth your bother. So you see that, what's it called? That there's rain in the morning. It's a good sign. If it's a thick cloud cover in the morning, it's a good rain, then it's a good rain. But if it's a light cloud cover, and the rain is only a light rains in the morning are irrelevant. Okay, Omer of Yehuda, Tova l'shasa, the Teves are malta. It's a good year when Teves, it doesn't rain in Teves. Ika diamre, the lo bairi tarbitze. Rashi learns bairi tarbitze means it doesn't prevent the Talmidei Chachamim from traveling from yeshiva to yeshiva. because the roads are not muddy, because it's not raining in Teves. Or because the fruit doesn't get moldy because the rains rain on it when it's already ripening. Morse says, Aini, is that true? It's a good year when Teves is minuval, is sullied with rain. And there's a lot of mud. It's low kasha. If it rained before Teves, it's a good sign if it doesn't rain during Teves. But if it didn't rain before Teves, then it's a good sign if it rains already in Teves. Rashi. The holida ka'avim shemolid. Rain, as if it copulates with the ground. It makes it fertile. Shomim b'revir ishona, in boim kol kach, shenima sakarka, yofim hein vein tzorech l'sanos. Rashi learns that these simonim are, if it's a good rain or a bad rain, whether you have to fast or not. Logu b'pichavish, shishol seis min hamayim, that the ground gets saturated with water, at shenasa tichuach, it becomes like mud, clay, kol kach shiocholasos megufes chavish below tosefes mayim, that you can make a clay seal for a barrel without adding water. That's already considered good rain. If it rains before Zman Kriyashma, even if it's not a lot of rain, it's a good rain. It's not a rain of Klova. Since they came early in the morning, they're not good. The rain is not good at that time. The year doesn't get a bracha from rain like that. Your chesed is like early morning clouds, which are worthless. Mitrach b'fitach davi, in yardin b'boker, k'shaposkin apsachim, when you open your door, you see it's raining. The guy who goes around selling tfua should take his sack, fold it over, and go to sleep. Because the rains are very good at that time. There'll be a proliferation of grain. So the prices will go down. So it's not worth the effort. See the rain at that time. If you see rain in the morning, it's a good sign that there's going to be a lot of tefuah. Where it says the kotter be'eva in the skatru shemayim bandonim avim. If there's a heavy cloud cover and the rain comes from a heavy cloud cover, that's good. Velo klu shemayim by mishim vaser. That's rain of bracha even in the morning. What it's talking about is when there's only clouds. In other words, thin clouds, not thick clouds. Then that kind of rain in the morning is not effective. The kotter banamish, he klusha me avin bomamish. Tova l'shasa, ashreha, kolomer tova yesh l'shana, the year is going to be a good year, the teves are malta. She'en gishom in yardin bo'ev. If it doesn't rain during teves. V'harbiyas ha'oritz. Yardin bo'ev. Ika di amre, v'lo bayri tarbitze. Olsen mekomo shem arbitzen bo'en Torah. In places where there's yeshivas, einam boros mitnei shadrochim yofin hein the hochen atalmidim imaklam makom. Talmidim are able to go from one place to the other, so they but their medrashas are full. Lilmo Torah, loshen acher lo bayri tarditza gano she'en gedelim arob mayim kigon karshinim. The what's it called? Gardens that grow from rainwater are what's it called? Are full of vegetables. Because of the rains, what's it called? If it doesn't rain in Ektaves, it has a chance to grow good. Loshakol shudafno, or another, the Gemara says another reason why if it doesn't rain in Teves, it's good. Ein hashidafol nechaz mistabik b'tvua, because when it rains, when the grain is already growing, it causes it to get moldy, and therefore in Teves, good, it should be dry. The Gemara says it depends. It says that it's a good year when it's muddy in Teves, meaning it does rain in Teves. Samara says, depends. Shiyardu Avsham b'mizmana b'machesven, the Yardu at the Teves Roim. If it rained in Cheshvan and Kislev, and it also rained in Teves, that's not a good sign. It's better than the Teves should be dry. Shkvar Dai La'olim b'ksham shom Cheshvan. It's enough rain that rained into Mar Cheshvan. The Lo Asim it from Yikara, but if it didn't rain that year in Mar Cheshvan, and then and it hasn't been rained till Teves, then it's a good thing if it rains during Teves. In Tov L'Shat, the Teves from Novalta, then it's a good year if at least in Teves it rained. Lashon Acher, Hada Asim it from Yikara, Tova the Minavalta, right? And another Lashon is just the opposite. If it rained in Cheshvan and it continues raining into Kislev and Teves, that's good, because then it really affects things good. But if it didn't rain earlier and it only rains later, then it's bad for the Tavur. Ein boi mishum v'otzer, the ocean shall tzas mo'igeya. Okay?
It
rained on part of a country and another part didn't rain. That's not a klala, that's a gishmei bracha. Why? Because the place where it rained will benefit from the rain directly. And the place where it didn't rain can buy their tvua from the place that it did rain. So everybody's happy. Right? The Navi says that I held back the rain for 3 months, and then when it rained in one place and not in another place, and that's a klala. To rain in one place and not in the other. So here it says that it's not a klala, here it says it is. There won't be rain for 3 months, and it'll rain in one place and not another, both of them are klala. Moshe says, Lokasha. Hoda asa tuva, hoda asa kin miboyale. If it rains extra hard in one place and ruins everything, and another place it doesn't rain, so nobody benefits. That's a klala. Where it rains normally in one place and nowhere, nothing in the other place, and everybody benefits. The place that got good rainfall will be able to supply the place that, what's it called, that didn't have rainfall.
Rashi. Ein bohem yishum v'atzar, the ocean shall tzas medina shiyardlem gishamim, mochim machirim.
The place that had rain will sell the tvua to the place that didn't have rain. Tuva yosem yidai shteyem l'klava. But if it rains too much, then it ruins the tvua in the place where it rained, and the place that didn't rain doesn't have any tvua, nobody has tvua.
Omar avashi, dekonomi, d'chsiv timtar, right?
Timtar, where it's a klala, means it's going to become a place that's inundated with rain. That's the klala. Shema mina.
Omer avavo, me'emosay mevorchen la'gshamim.
When do you make a bracha on gishamim? There hasn't been gishamim, and now it rained. First rains, when do you make the bracha? Mishiyetze chosam likras kala. When it rains enough that the raindrops cause water to jump up. When the raindrops hit the ground is saturated with water, so the drops cause rain to jump up. That's a chassan reading the kala.
Rashi.
When it comes good rain in one place but not another place, one place will supply the other one. It becomes inundated with rain because a place of rain, meaning there's too much rain. The Gemara says in Brachas that you have to make a bracha. I'm reading now. Gishamim omra tova meitiv. You have fields, together with other people, you make a bracha tova meitiv.
V'hosim parchinen hach bracha de tikkun le'rabbanan m'shanlinen la ha dechazi megza ha deshamei mishma.
Depends if you see the rain or you hear about it. If you make a bracha tova meitiv, or you make the bracha kel haldos. The Gemara also says it makes a difference if you have fields and if you have partners in the field. But when you actually, what's it called, see the rain, then what's it called? You make a bracha tova meitiv. When you just hear about it, then you make this bracha, modim anachnu lefanecha, Hashem Elokeinu akol tipa v'tipa.
chosin likras kala, she yerdu kol kaf, shatipa nofeles, yotza acheres, uboletes kenegda. There's so much rain that when the drops come down, they make, they splash, that's it, they splash, make a splash. Miti mori, loshin acher, shashvokim mekalchin mayim, shuk mekaleach, vizem mekaleach kenegda.
That the water starts to flow in the streets. And it meets up, flowing from one street to another street, that's the chosin akala.
So what bracha do you make? Mayim mevarich, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, modim anachnu lecho Hashem Elokeinu, akol tipa v'tipa shehoradet olanu.
Right, from here, you see the klal. I heard from once from Moshe Feinstein that when you give shevach, it shouldn't be a general. You win $1 million in the lottery, you shouldn't thank the Rebbe Moshe for $1 million, but if you had won $1, you'd also be happy. Not as happy as the million, but you'd have to give hakaras hatov for the one. So give $1 million shevach to the Rebbe Moshe for $1 million, not one shevach for the million. Same thing over here. For every drop of rain, you have to have hakaras hatov.
Rav Yochanan Messiah, but Rav Yochanan finishes off this bracha hachi. Ilu finu mole shiro kayom l'shonenu rino kamon galov, like in Nishmas. Ad al yazvunu rachamecho Hashem alokeinu velo azavunu.
Right, the gro has a different gear. So until the amlichu eshimcha malkeinu, like we have in what's it called in Nishmas.
And baruch rov hodos, and you end up baruch ato Hashem. Right? Elokeinu melech ha'olam, rov ha'odos. What is this? Rov ha'odos? You're only thanking for Rabbi Shalom for some of the, most of the good, and not, he's not kol ha'odos? Only most of the ha'odos belong to the Rabbi Shalom? Not all of them? Below kol ha'odos? Amar rava, ema keil ha'odos. Okay, so then say not rov ha'odos, but keil ha'odos. You are the master of all of things that you have to thank for.
Amra Papa Hilkach Nemrinu Litarbayu, Kale Hodos for Rov Hodos. Say both of them. Rashi explains what mean both. If you're saying Kale Hodos, that means Rabbi Shalom deserves all the thanks. So what's the Rov? So Rashi explains, we'll see, that Rov can mean one of two things. Most or varied. Varied Hodos. Not most, but many different kinds of Hodos. So in the beginning we thought it meant most. So the Mari asked, most, not all. Where it says no. So in order to make it clear that it doesn't mean most, say Kelo does, but Rabbanu Shalom has all the thank you. But many different kinds of thank yous. Many things, many different things to thank for.
Rashi, Rovho does, Koloma, Rovho does after Kori Lakadish Baruch Hu. The low Kolo does.
Now we think Rov means most, but not all.
The Hachi Master, Baruch Atah, but Rovho does.
We thank you with most of the thank you.
The low Bechol, not all thank you.
Means the master of all thanks. We thank him for everything. Namrinu l'tarvayu, baruch atah barov ha'odos, b'marbis ha'odos. Now by saying kel ha'odos, we know rov doesn't mean most, because we're thanking him for everything. So rov now means something else. It means varied ha'odos. Hakel shall call haudos mashma umitchilo hayamashma rov mamish velo merubos. Rov can mean most or it can mean many, many varied things. Ukemo kein biyistabach kel melech gadol batishbachos kel haudos. So we say gadol batishbachos and kel haudos mipi rebbe.